Stardom 101.
It's the Stardom 101 magazine podcast.
Shining light on today's tastemakers
and innovators.
Keep it with your host, Christopher Boyd.
It's the Stardom 101 magazine podcast.
Yes, it's Stardom 101 Magazine Podcast here back on iHeartRadio. Thank you guys once again for tapping into our platform. On the Rise is what we do. We feature prominent, talented globally all across the world. And today I would not disappoint. If you love comedy, if you love all things entertaining, I got the perfect guest for you tonight. He goes by the name of Petty Murphy. He's in the building. And once again, that's a dope name, bro, too. Where did the name derive from? I like that, Petty Murphy.
All right, everybody. Here's the story.
Okay.
I was living with my mom's. Mm-hmm. I was in her basement. And because I, you know, paid for the utilities, you know, like cable and cell phones and shit.
Uh-huh.
And I was sitting there and, you know, doing my comedy. That's my normal name and stuff, too. And, you know, dealing with the hate and everything else, too.
Okay.
An OG told me this. He said, man, you got to reinvent yourself.
Mm.
So, you know, so I'm sitting at home in her basement smoking weed.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, I pay bills, so, you know, I can do what I want.
Mm-hmm.
No, but I pay respect, though. And I'm sitting there watching Eddie Murphy Raw. Eddie Murphy is one of my favorite comedians of all time. Number one, A, Richard Pryor, B, you can't go up either one.
Nice.
But I'm sitting here watching Eddie Murphy Raw. And this is during the whole Petty movement.
Mm-hmm.
And back in 2014.
Mm-hmm.
And that was still going on with what we're seeing right now in America with Elon and Donald.
Yeah.
Actually, I'm not even going to call him Donald Taco. The Petty movement started.
Uh-huh.
And I said something on Facebook. Some petty shit. Whatever.
Yeah.
And this girl got on me and said, you're just so fucking petty.
Yeah.
And I was sitting there and I'm watching Eddie Murphy do the Bill Cosby and Richard Pryor skit. You know, where he met Bill Cosby. You know,
yep.
That's probably one of the best skits of all time. It was spot on.
Yes, sir.
And I'm laughing at the same time. I was like, you know what? I'm going to call myself Petty Murphy. And it stuck, brother. It stuck. That's
yeah.
How the name was born.
Mm-hmm.
Over 30. I'm over 30. I'm staying at my mother's home, but
mm-hmm.
I'm helping my family out. I'm smoking weed and I'm watching Eddie Murphy. And basically I changed the trajectory of my career.
Nice. That's just like that one name. That's pretty dope, man. And right now you're working on this comeback, man. This the entertainment industry is completely different. It continues to evolve. It continues to change. But for you, this comeback is very, very, very intentional. So can you let us know what you're working on, this comeback, and what can we anticipate from it?
Yes. You know, with this comeback, a few years ago during the pandemic, I was supposed to set up a very good idea with
mm-hmm.
a festival
nice.
Known as Petty Fest.
Okay.
And this is when basically everything was okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Delta variant came.
Ah.
And everything was invested. Artists, comedians, we all paid in. We all invested.
Mm-hmm.
You know, gave people venues, money, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
When everything got shut down again.
Mm.
I had told them before, months before,
mm-hmm.
that if anything were to shut this down for any reason, COVID related,
mm-hmm. okay,
we do this virtual.
Okay.
And we all agreed upon that. And when it failed
mm-hmm.
and it had to go virtual, everyone got pissed, said there was a scam and all this other stuff, and it wasn't.
I see.
What ended up happening is that the money got lost. And legally, when I did contracts, I sent these people contracts.
Because
mm-hmm. a lot of people don't understand that COVID-19
mm-hmm.
was a act of God.
I see.
Mm-hmm. National Law Review, April 2020, COVID-19 was an act of God.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to tell people, I would rather save your life.
Yeah.
They go partying bullshit in Las Vegas.
I know that's right.
Y'all not, you know, basically that's what people don't seem to understand in this culture of entertainment.
Okay.
When you are conducting business,
mm-hmm.
you have to understand
mm-hmm.
what you are agreeing upon.
Mm.
And you can't just look at the opportunity of what location is at and everything else too and think it's going to be one big ass party.
Awesome.
No.
Mm-hmm.
It's business first, party later. And they had that mentality.
Mm.
So then here comes the haters.
Uh-huh.
With the lies and the division and basically tried to ruin my career.
Wow.
And they tried to ruin my career. At the same time, I lost two close people to me.
Oh, goodness. Wow.
One was like a sister to me, my mm. sister Helen Milk. And that was in 2022.
Mm.
I saw my sis. We had lunch, me, her, and her husband. We had lunch.
Mm-hmm.
And the last words I spoke to her, because we were supposed to have met up that night,
mm-hmm.
that Friday night, and she fell asleep, but she contacted me and asked me if I knew where to get something to eat. And I told her there's some restaurants around the area.
Mm-hmm.
And the last word she said to me was, I love you, bro. And I said, I love you too, sis.
Yeah.
2 days later, I found out she passed away.
Wow.
Died in her sleep.
My goodness.
And while all of this hate and everything else is trying to tear me down,
mm-hmm.
you know, I went into a little depression because I lost a close friend.
I see.
And, you know, I lost people on the way dealing with this bullshit with these haters and lies and having to go to court for defamations and everything else too.
Wow.
And, you know, people trying to ruin my career.
Mm.
But what really did was I took some time to myself.
Mm-hmm.
And this project that I'm working on, mm-hmm. I tried to start doing this in 2023.
Okay.
And while it was in the middle of filming of this project,
mm-hmm.
my brother was killed. My what? Younger brother was killed.
Wow.
My younger brother was murdered 2 days before I was to finish this project.
Oh my goodness.
Which is a thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember what I was doing that night because I did an interview with my partner, mm-hmm. Fam on Nation Forever Radio. Shout out to the Mr. Robert Allen Parker.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, did our simulcast podcast, Project Jerk.
I see.
So that, and I went to sleep, and I remember Fox News was on, and when I woke up, I wasn't watching Fox News. Fox News was watching me sleep.
My goodness.
So I got up around 3 o'clock that morning.
Mm-hmm.
I went to go pee.
Mm-hmm.
And I went and checked my phone. And I saw all these missed calls from my sister and my mom.
Oh, my goodness.
So I contacted my sister because my sister's face, I was like, what's going on Facebook? And I seen my sister's page.
Mm.
And it was heartbreaking.
Oh, Lord. Wow.
And my sister told me, my sister was in Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
And my sister called me and told me that my brother was murdered.
Oh, my God, man. I'm sorry to hear that, brother.
And no, it hurt.
Yes, sir. Yes,
it
sir.
Hurt. It really hurt.
Yes, sir.
Because that was my baby brother.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I had just talked to my brother 3 weeks prior to that.
I see.
And he asked me if I have $15 on me, and I didn't have it at the time.
Mm-hmm.
I was at work, so I didn't have it at the time. But I told him it was going to be coming shortly. So I didn't get paid until the next day. I said, if you need it, you hit me up.
Mm-hmm.
I got you.
Mm-hmm.
You said, all right, I told him to stay out of trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Getting that call. And then I talked to my mom, and my mom, you know, I give mad props to my mom.
Yeah.
Because my mom raised 9 children. The youngest right now is my baby sister, getting ready to turn 16.
Mm-hmm.
And she has the chance to graduate high school early next year.
Nice.
So my mama raised 9 children.
Wow.
And to feel that hurt for her,
mm-hmm.
because I remember when she lost her mother, my grandmother,
mm-hmm.
when I was 13. And I'm getting home from school. Me and my brother getting home from school. We're in middle school.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom's friend, our neighbor, Vicky, told us, y'all need to go be strong for your mom.
Yeah.
So we go inside the house, and my mom tells me that our grandmother died.
Mm.
Now, this story that I'm working on is that my grandmother's premonition.
I see.
What was one day one of her children or grandchildren
mm-hmm.
would do something great that would change the world
mm.
and they would find success in it. My uncle told me this
mm-hmm.
my second year into comedy.
Mm.
And I've never forgot that. So when I lost my brother, it just went too far with the hate and everything else to people.
Yeah.
Those people were trying to come at me when I lost so much.
Yeah.
In that same time frame, I lost a cousin. I lost a great aunt.
Mm.
You know, some friends along the way.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I had a mental breakdown.
Mm-hmm.
And I left my job for 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
I left my job for 6 months because I needed that time. I felt like I didn't get a chance to heal.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Then, you know, the haters try to come at me.
Mm-hmm.
But a good friend of mine, who's now my mentor, I call him the final boss,
mm-hmm.
Mr. Frank Wade of C-Spot Global, been mentoring me.
Mm-hmm.
He's been retooling me.
Nice.
To basically get this project done.
Mm-hmm.
And to basically speak my truth about everything in our culture, and especially the hip hop and entertainment culture. Mm-hmm. What did we just witness a few weeks ago? One of the biggest hip hop moguls
mm-hmm.
is going to prison
mm.
because Cassie liked the dick.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say, and it's truth like this, everybody, Cassie was no victim. Okay, because if you get your ass beat and all that other shit, bitch, leave. You know? And if this nigga ain't treating you right, bitch, leave.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't about all that other shit. It was the fact that Diddy moved on. Mm-hmm. Diddy's first true love, everybody, is Kim Porter.
Mm-hmm.
Feels bad, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And Africa is really Kim Porter. And J Lo,
mm-hmm.
okay, we know, like Jamie Foxx said, we know her as Hey Ho, but that's J Lo.
Wow.
But you know, Cassie's the victim, people. Okay, Cassie's the victim. Okay, she was all about the money. And mm-hmm. then, bitch, why you go testify and you got $30 million and then found out that bitch you were the one facilitate the shit? My thing is why are he going to jail? If he going to jail, why can't this bitch go to jail? Shit, she's paying for the shit. So y'all gonna let the bitch pay for the dick and get away with it, but basically bro the pimp in jail and he just watching? Get out of here, man.
Yeah.
Get out of here. That's a bullshit, man.
Mm-hmm.
But this project is known as MAPPA.
Okay.
And I'm gonna tell you why it's known as MAPPA. It's because MAGA is dumb. Okay? MAGA is dumb. All right, Trump got y'all motherfuckers again, okay? He got all you motherfuckers that voted for him again. And the thing is, if you motherfuckers didn't learn from January 6th, 2021, that motherfucker does not care about you.
Yeah.
Except that he did pardon 1,500 motherfucking guilty-ass motherfuckers for the shit that they pulled by disgracing the motherfucking United States Capitol. Remember months back where everybody protested in front of the White House? What did he try to order? Have the National Guard shoot them in the legs if they have to.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't tell me that thousands of niggas cannot run up to the White House because thousands of niggas would be dead.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't tell me that bullshit right there. But basically, pardon this shit, the fuck out of here with that.
Yeah.
This man is fucking up America and he's robbing it blind.
Mm,
but there's a plot twist. There's always say the hero is the villain.
Mm-hmm.
And the hero right now is those that are turning against him. It's because he will not release the Epstein files, just like Diddy will not release Danny Kane's Day 26's royalties.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you that, everybody, Trump better go down. One way or another, now you know right now he's got heart disease because his ankles are swollen and things like that too. So something's going to happen. The Republicans are going to turn on him and they're going to basically get them Epstein files dropped. Or basically, it's going to be hell to pay. I'm telling y'all, it's going to be hell to pay. It's my because goodness. Why? He's on that list.
Yeah.
Do you got any you got any upcoming events coming up too? Any shows on your calendar? Is there just any events coming up that we can be on the lookout for?
Yes, actually, August the 2nd, me and my celebrity friends.
Nice.
We are doing the Rockin' Ball 4 Back to School Jam here in Kansas City at the North YMCA, 1999 North Iron Street. We got the back. We're doing an 18 double elimination basketball tournament. Mm-hmm. Some of us are old as hell, but that's okay. We got Bengay, we got weed, and we got everything that you need to care your needs. Hey, so we'll be all right. But no, we're coming together to basically unite the city.
Beautiful.
A lot of people, the culture is trying to come together. A lot of big events in hip hop.
Nice.
We just had KC Hip Hop Week. Big shout out to Miss No Meals, who's been putting this on for the city. The last 2 years have been completely great from what I see. You know, we got Timothy Hayes, my cousin, who's going to the Taste of Kansas City event at Harris Park Labor Day weekend. Y'all make sure y'all pull up for that.
Nice.
But for me, it will be the Rockin' Ball Celebrity Charity Basketball Game. We're doing the Back to School Jam. Tickets are available right now on eventbrite.com.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to be giving away a $100 Nike gift card to the winner, a raffle out of there who buy tickets and everything else too.
Mm-hmm.
We're trying to do more there. So I'm telling people, hey, if you want to match that donation, match it. We want to help people, man.
Nice. Eliminate
school supplies, and we're going to have a fun time. But for me, with the comedy, right now, we are getting ready to set up the time to finish the story of this comeback. I'm going to be doing one show here in Kansas City. And I'm going to do one in Kansas. I'm going to do one in Missouri, my home state. I'm going to do one in Kansas. And then I'm going to set something up to finish the story in Las Vegas, Nevada by the end of the year.
Nice. So
y'all better pay attention.
Nice.
Because like I told everybody at my last show, shout out to my main man, Peels, and the crew, Lamont High, and everybody else for what we did June 29th.
Mm-hmm.
And I told everybody, I'm here to make America petty again, bitches. It's time to get back to the petty era.
When we
grew up. We need to get back to the petty era because we know what they say about the Constitution. You can change shit because the Constitution says we, the people.
Mm-hmm.
Them ain't the people.
They
got to go. They got to go. I don't know how that little white boy with six damn eyes missed last year, but that, he got to go. He got to go. Elon, what the fuck do you know? You've got enough money to get the damn Epstein files. Hack that shit, nigga. You got SpaceX and all types of shit. You got the money. Hack that shit. We know that you and Putin hacked the damn election in 2016.
Mm-hmm.
You tried to do it in 2020, and I think you did it in 2024. America, it's time for a change. We do need a woman as president. Matter of fact, we need anybody but Donald Trump as president. And that includes J.D. Vance, Mike Johnson, Judge Roberts. It don't matter.
Anyway.
We need a new president. Anyway.
Yeah. Tell me about your podcast, man. Are you returning back to your podcast, The Petty Murphy Show Project? Is that coming back?
Yes. Yes.
Nice.
The Petty Murphy Project has been back. I have talked about a few episodes lately on here. The comeback episode was known as MAGA.
Okay.
Making his ass great again. That means making his ass great again. That's the real maggot. Or I call it MASA, make America stupid again.
Mm.
That was the plan. That was the original plan. MASA, make America stupid again.
Okay.
But I have been doing a few episodes. As a matter of fact, I would like to ask if it's okay when the episode drops, can I play this episode in front of the people and give you some props? For this great interview that we're conducting.
You gotta show love
and respect, especially in the hip hop and entertainment culture.
Nice.
I think what we really need, if we're gonna call unity for America, it has to start with hip hop and entertainment because art imitates life.
Yes, that's very true, bro. And you got some other services, man. Some people have been reaching out as well, too. What if they want to book you for a show? What if they want to book you for a speaking engagement? Anything of that nature. Do you got some services where, or ways people can reach out to you, contact you for bookings?
Yes, yes, definitely. You can always send me a message on Facebook at the Petty Murphy Project. Mm-hmm. Just send me a message at the website. Go to the website, www.pettymurphy.com.
Nice.
You can always send me a message. The message either will come on the, I can check the website's message or come to my email address at eatsleepcomedyrepeat@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, yep, that's where you guys can find the book me. If you guys want to see content, go to facebook.com/Diddy is back.
Nice.
Not that Diddy. Not Diddy. He going to jail for a little bit. He'll be out in 3 years. Love that ain't shit. Take that. Him and R. Hey, as soon as he gets to Rikers Island with R. Kelly, the world's greatest concert from prison is happening, bitches.
It's going down.
It's going the fuck down. Baby oil and all, motherfuckers. It's going down. Baby oil's and golden showers. That's going down at Rikers Island. The world's greatest hip-hop concert's going to happen, everybody.
They mess around and stream that drink, too. Stream it live.
Produced by Tyler Perry, everyone. But yes, you guys can go to that. You can also check out my YouTube channel at the Petty Murphy Project.
Okay.
Follow me on Twitter. Follow me at I ain't on Twitter. Fuck that shit. I don't pay for that shit. Mm. I free shit.
Yeah.
Follow me at TikTok at the Petty Murphy Project. And yeah, also follow me with the Petty Murphy Project at facebook.com/the Petty Murphy Project, everyone.
Nice. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. Petty Murphy was in the building. He stopped by. Petty, I appreciate you, man, so much for building with me and giving the listeners, man. I appreciate you. We're looking forward to your podcast as well, too, brother. I can't wait to that drop as well.
Thank you very much. And I'm Petty Murphy.
Yeah.
Dismissed.
There we go. Stardom Magazine on the rise. We be back same time, guys. Next week, different episode. Until then, be great and peace.
Are you on the rise to stardom? Well, get featured in the next issue of Stardom 101 magazine and promote your business or products today. Text MAG to 804-550-8647 or visit stardom101mag.net.
You're listening to the Stardom 101 magazine podcast with Christopher Boykin. Be sure to subscribe and download this episode and continue to listen to Stardom on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.